弟兄姐妹平安 ，Good morning, brother and sister。啊，再一次我们在这边来聚集，来敬拜神，仰望神，让我们安静我们的心。在这边也提醒弟兄姐妹把我们的手机关机或是静音。然后，如果是参加线上啊敬拜的弟兄姐妹，请把你的麦克风能够静音。我们一起来念这一段经文，是在启示录第四章啊，我们会念两节，第八节还有第十一节啊，起身来念，一二三，请。四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛，他们昼夜不住地说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意而被创造的，有的。是的，我们今天在这边聚集的啊，主要原因就是来敬拜我们的主、我们的神，因为他是配得啊所有的荣耀，他是尊贵，他蛮有权柄。因为他创造了万物，创造我们，啊，我们今天在这边聚集，跟全世界的基督徒一起，啊，在啊一起来敬拜他，我们一起起立来唱这一首《圣哉，圣哉，圣哉》。圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，全能大主宰，清晨我中歌颂，欢声上大天庭。圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，慈悲全能主宰，赞美善一生，福祉与神灵。Holy, Holy, Holy, Oh, the center doorly, Casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea.Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which were in awe and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 thou the darkness hiding.Now the eyes of sinful men thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Perfect in power, in love and purity.圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，全能大主宰，地上天空海洋，万物同颂主恩。圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，慈悲全能主宰，赞美善一生，不至于赞美善一生，赞美善一生，不至于神灵。我们一起低头祷告：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，你是慈悲全能的主宰。我们用我们的心唱出赞美三一真神，圣父、圣子、圣
灵。
哇，谢谢你保守我们，赐给我们有生命气息，叫我们能够来开口赞美你。今天我们一起在这边聚集，求神从头到尾都带领，悦纳我们的心。 这样祷告。
我的上帝，讲话听不见。
耶稣基督的圣名，
感谢我的上帝。
请坐。嗯、这个诗篇是我们很熟悉的一个诗篇，在诗篇29篇第十一节，让我来念。啊、Psalm 29:10-11 I'll read in Mandarin and you can follow in English. 洪水泛滥之时，耶和华作者为王，耶和华作者为王，直到永远。耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。我们下面来唱这首《你作者为王》。主耶和华满有怜悯和恩典，我投靠在你翅膀荫下。当我回转，衣袖虽然有哭泣，早晨必欢呼喜乐。你坐着为王，到永永远远，随洪水翻腾，我坚定信仰你。你坐着为王，垂听我呼求，使我灵苏醒，有复活的生命。主耶和华，我投靠在你翅膀荫下，当我回转，衣袖虽然有哭泣，早晨必欢呼喜乐。你坐着为王，到永永远远，随风随翻腾，我坚定仰望你。你坐着为王，垂听我呼求，使我灵苏醒，有复活的生命。你坐着为王，到永永远远，随风随翻腾，我坚定仰望你。你坐着为王，垂听我呼求，使我灵苏醒，有复活的生命。你坐着为王，你坐着为王，垂听我呼求，使我灵苏醒，有复活的生命。接下来 Abraham 弟兄会来带领我们祷告。
马太福音11:28-30，主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就是你们的安息。我心里柔和谦卑，当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，担子是轻省的。”起起立，我们向神祷告。亲爱的阿爸天父，我们来到你的面前，我们献上感谢和赞美。主啊，求你让我们今天来到你面前的时候，主你的众儿女都能够心里欢喜快乐。主啊，因为这是你所定义的日子，你的子民就当在当中欢喜快乐。主啊，我们来到你面前的时候，主我们献上我们的感恩。主，我们感谢你，主耶稣基督。主，我们敬拜你，主耶稣基督。主，你在是神的儿子，但是你来到取了人的样式，在这地上是吧，活了父神要你活的样式，是吧，把放弃你自己作为神儿子的一切权利，成了我们的样式，在我们的地位上，是吧，因着所受的苦难学会顺从，是吧，以至于就成了所有一切将来顺从你的人永远得救的根源。是我们敬拜主啊，你也真是在你的嘴里满有恩惠。主啊，你教导我们劳苦担重担的人可以到你这里来，就使我们得享安息。 主啊，让我们学你的样式，负你的轭。主啊，我们感谢你。主啊，今天我们弟兄姐妹来到你面前的时候，主啊，特别是在这一段时间，主，我们看到各样的光景，疫情似乎啊没有尽头的时候，主，我们心里担重担的时候，主啊，你让我们真是能够圣灵带领我们来到你的面前。主啊，让我们学习你的样式。主啊，让我们学习你对父神的信心。主啊，让我们这是在各样的环境当中，主啊，我们来学习你的样式，让我们知道啊，一切都是在父神的手中。主啊，让我们来学习你顺从的样式。主啊，让我们知道在环境当中，不是照着我们的意思，乃是照着神的意思。主啊，也让我们来学习你甘愿降卑的样式。主啊，让我们自己知道，主，我们不是我们孩子的主人，不是我们财产的主人，不是我们工作的主人，是吧？也不是我们所有的地的主人，而你才是那一位全能之主。主啊，让我们把我们自己能够放在你的面前。亲爱的主，我们也真是求你让我们学习你受苦的样式。主啊，让我们真是能够在经历各样的难处的当中，学习更多的来信靠你，让我们的信心在这样的难处和我们经历各样的困境当中的时候，信心得以坚固。主啊，我们也真是能够像那些在受苦当中经历难处、经历顺服的时候，生命得着长进的历史历代的信徒一样，我们也能够说，主啊，我们虽然有的时候并不知道你所行事的方式，但是你知道我们的道。我经历试炼之后必得见你。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，主啊，还是把我们众弟兄姐妹每一个人在这段时间的信心生命都仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你在我们生命当中来做感动的工作，带领的工作，让我们学你的样式。亲爱的主，让我们知道我们在生命当中哪一些地方来特别学习你的样式，在我们甘心的放弃自己的权利，能甘心的来顺服你，来兼顾我们的信心，各样的方面，主啊，你来教导我们学习你的样式。亲爱的主，还是要为我们这个教会再次摆上祷告。主，我们感谢你在这里兴起教会，让我们弟兄姐妹在一起有团契、有敬拜、有在你话语上的学习。主啊，有一起来赞美敬拜你的时间，主啊，更是求你借着这个教会，主啊，在这里在我们众弟兄姐妹身上来做带领改变的工作。主啊，相信你在这里设立教会，在这里的众儿女身上有你所要做成的工作。主啊，就求你在我们身上做成你所要做成的工作，把我们磨成你儿子的样式。主啊，这是把我们教会前面关于聚会各样的安排继续仰望在你的手中，是吧？随着各样情况的变化，主，怎么样的安排能够讨你的喜悦讨你的喜悦是能够荣耀你的名，让众弟兄姐妹属灵得着益处，是吧？求你圣善的灵来带领我们众弟兄姐妹，只有我们同意的看见，无论我们怎么样形式的敬拜聚集，都让我们能够受益。亲爱的主，也让你的名得着荣耀，让你的心得着满足。亲爱的主，我们继续为伯伊西这个地方，爱德荷这个地方最近疫情的回升，主要摆上我们的祷告。主啊，这是求你赐怜悯在我们在我们这个地方。主啊，我们为这个地方祷告。主啊，求你止住这个疫情的发展，继续的发展。主啊，也让这里的百姓，主啊，这是能够在当顺服的时候就当顺服在执政掌权的管理下面。主啊，也求你让我们这是在这里的弟兄姐妹，在这里属你的儿女也来向你呼求。主啊，因着一人向你呼求，主啊，你就在这里医治这地的百姓。亲爱的主啊，感谢你也把我们教会众弟兄姐妹属灵光景教会的服事交在你手中。主啊，你预备我们，带领我们。主啊，让我们无论是各样的服事在教会当中，主啊，继续开持续的接下去， 如果开放实体聚会所需要各方面的服事事工，所以你也在圣善灵灵 在我们当中做带领的工作，让弟兄姐妹心里愿意在你的家里，来到你的家里敬拜，来到家里的服事，主啊，让你也在我们众弟兄姐妹的服事当中，让我们生命得到更深的造就。亲爱的主，也把我们众弟兄姐妹仰望在你的手中，特别把这些职场的弟兄姐妹交在你的手中要回到工作地方的，主啊，你保守我们众弟兄姐妹免除一切的病菌的干扰，主啊，求你拯救我们生命当中有难处的，身体有疾病的，主啊，求你医治，主啊，挪去我们的痛苦，主啊，让我们这是能够所经历的，这是我们所能够加给我们这样的力量，主啊，求你也医治我们，主啊，保守每一个弟兄姐妹在你的保守当中。亲爱的主，也特别纪念我们当中年长的这些弟兄姐妹，主啊，在这个时候求你他们在保守他们身心灵在你的面前。亲爱的主，再次把我们的聚会，今天你儿女在你面前的敬拜，来献上我们的祷告。主啊，我们真是求你，让我们在这里经历你的安息，经历你的医治，经历你的拯救。主啊，因你受的鞭伤的医治，因你受的刑罚我们的拯救。主啊，让我们借着这样的敬拜，就让你得到荣耀，你赐下你的恩典在我们众弟兄姐妹身上。感谢祷告，耶稣基督的名，请坐。
但我不断以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。加拉太书六章十四节 ,Galatians 6:14。耶稣基督是我们的救主，他是为我们信心创始成终，他是信心的作者，他更是把信心赐给我们，他更是为我们的信心来坚固。而十字架本来是羞辱痛苦的记号，因着主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，成就了神救赎的计划。十字架不再是痛苦羞辱，而是荣耀，而是历世历代的圣徒仰望的一个记号。我们来唱这首《旧十字架》。各个大山岭上矗立过旧十字架，是羞辱与痛苦记号。深爱之主耶稣为我们被钉死，这十字架是我最爱最高。我爱高举主十字架，愿将世上虚荣全放下。我一生要背负十字架，到那天可换公义冠冕。这古旧十字架被世人所轻视，我却以十字架为宝贵。深爱之主耶稣，舍弃天上荣华，愿背负十字架往哥哥他。我爱高举主十字架，愿将世上虚荣全放下。我一生要背负十字架，
天可换供应冠冕。In the rugged cross, same with the sun light, a wondrous beauty I see. God was a man of Jesus, suffer and die.And sanctify me. So I cherish the rugged cross till my trophies endless I lay down. And I was signed to the rugged cross in exchangeSomeday for a crown, 对着古旧世家，我愿永远忠诚，愿受世人辱骂耻笑。救主快要再来，迎接我到天家。与救主共享永远荣耀，不外靠主受十字架，愿将世上虚荣全放下，我一生要背负十字架。到那天可换供应冠冕。
接下来是 主日信息的时间，洪涛弟兄啊，他今天主日信息题目是主耶稣呼召门徒 Calling the Disciple， 要不然弟兄会为他做翻译。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来到神的殿中，来到神的话语面前。
Thank God, in the Sunday morning, we again come to the presence of God, and come to the temple of God, and come to the presence of the Word of God.、嗯、
我们都知道，进入到2020年以来，这个世界上有很多事情发生。
And we all know that into the year 2020, there's a lot of things happen around the world.
2020年一开始就有这个新冠的疫情在地球的那一边在蔓延在流行。
And in the beginning of the 2020, there is the COVID-19 and it started on the other side of the world and the spread there.
在那个时候我们在地球的这一边我们觉得哎呀这些离我们很遥远。
And at that time, we are in this side of the earth and we think of these things happening far away from us.
但是到今天我相信我们大家都知道就在我们所在的这个地方这个疫情也是非常严重。
And but by today, we all know that even that very, very particular city here we live, the COVID-19 are kind of pretty serious.
有的时候我们会看见一些新闻的一些报道比如说哪个国家的这个经济停滞哪个国家遇到很多很复杂的问题啊。
And from time to time, we see all the newscasts talk about some country, their economic activities completely installed, or some country has a serious problem.
我们往往会说啊，那是发生在别人的地方，那发生在别的地方跟我们没有关系。
And many times we said, well, these things happen somewhere, someplace else, it has nothing to do with us.
那是一个其他的非常糟糕的国家如何如何
？Or maybe sometimes we even put a judgment to say, okay, this happened is a very terrible country, and what happened there?
但是我们也突然发现哦，原来在我们现在所在的这一个地方也会有这些事情发生在，就发生在我们身边，甚至发生在我们身上。很多人在这个疫情当中，可能 各个方面会受到很大的影响，经济啊，工作啊，生活。
And then we come to realize that all these things could happen to us, and actually it does happen to us. And a lot of us actually impacted by the disease or by the job, by the economics.
有时候我们不禁会问，哎呀，都什么时候了，你们还在来读这个两千多年前的圣经的话？
And sometimes people will ask, look, what time is it right now? You're still reading some book that's written 2,000 years ago.
啊，你知道现在这个外面的病情已经疫情非常的严重了，这个经济有很多很多的问题。
Do you know how serious the COVID-19 is? How many problems we're facing in our economics?
你们怎么还在读那几千年前的话，然后好像完全不管这个世界在发生什么？
Why are you still kind of read that the book like written 2,000 years ago and have nothing care about what happened in the world around us?
其实这就是我们基督徒跟这个世人一个很重要不同的地方。
And but actually, that exactly the difference that Christian has from the rest of the world.
世人他的眼睛是看眼前、看现在、看地上。
And the world actually look at the present event and look at the things around earth, on earth, and look at things momentarily.
而我们基督徒呢，我们的眼光是看在永恒，是看在属天，是看在属灵的事情上面。
And Christian on our side is we put our eye in eternity and the spiritual matter.
其实我一直就是想说，2020年并不是好像一个特别糟糕的年份。
And actually, I always try to say is that year 2020 actually is not that.Very bad years.
我甚至觉得，就是我们这一代人，比我们上一代人，或者比我们上上上代人，我们已经非常的日子，非常的平安，非常的蒙福了。
And I even think that the our generation, compared to our previous generation and previous generation, our life actually is very peaceful.
没有经历战争。
We didn't go through war.
还没有经历那真正的这个社会崩溃、经济崩溃。
And we actually haven't really experienced the true, completely destruction or collapse of the social order or economic order.
当然，我知道在今天这个疫情的时候，就是很多很多的家庭、很多很多的人承受了很多的痛苦。
Of course, I know that in today's COVID-19, there's a lot of family and a lot of people, they do suffer a lot.
但是如果我们的眼睛就只是看眼前，只是看现在，我们可能想尽很多的办法要解决这个难题。
But if we only focus on whatever the moment we have, and we exhaust all our thinking, try to figure out a way to solve the problems,
我们会失去我们真正内心的平安，失去我们内心真正的力量，因为得力量要归回安息。
If we only focus on that, we struggle to find a solution, we can lose the true peace in our heart, because the true peace in our heart actually comes from the rest of our heart.
我们只有内心平静安稳，我们才会有真正的力量，才会真正有可能去面对这些问题。
And unless we are truly have a rest in our heart, then we have the true faith and strength to face those problems.
那我们怎么样才能真正的有内心的平静安稳，或者内心的那个力量来面对我们现在这个世界呢？
But how we can have the true rest in our heart or our inner strength to face this world?
就是不断地回到神的话语这里来，因为神的话语是我们信心的根基，神的话语是永远不会改变的。
The only way we can do it is we have the true rest in our heart, our true inner strength is we continue to run back to the Word of God, because the Word of God is the foundation of faith, is the source of strength.
所以就是如果弟兄姊妹就是 长期以来固定的来参加我们教会聚会，你就会发现我们教会的主日信息往往就是跟着圣经的某一卷书这样一章一节一章一节这样持续下去。
So if you have joined us for Sunday worship for a while, and you know that Sunday message will always come, most time will follow like a book of Bible, and then go chapter by chapter and verse by verse.
当然我们的查经聚会更是如此了。那很多时候就是可能就是有些新来的朋友会觉得不习惯，就是好像跟现在这个世界跟外面发生的事情好像没有那么太密切的关系。
Of course, our Bible study is also like this in this manner, and so some new friend come maybe feels kind of not familiar with that. Seems the passages has nothing to do with the current event of the world.
但是我们知道，我们只有在神的话语上面，在真理上面站立得稳，我们才能够真正的面对今天这个世界。
But we know unless we stay firm in the word of God, we cannot face the world today.
我们看到主耶稣说，当他再来的日子临近的时候，他再来审判全地的日子临近的时候，那些以往不信靠神、抵挡神的人，他们的反应就是慌乱的。
And we know that Jesus said when the days of the second come to near, and for those who do not trust him, actually they are.Expression is just in the dismay. They,
他们说：“哎呀，大山倒塌吧，我们要躲起来，非常的慌乱。”
And they will be all in the dismay and in the terrifying things. They even said, "Okay, let the mountain fall upon me, so I don't want to see the terrible situation."
但是真正，在这。大患难当中，可能大灾难当中，真正平安、平静、安稳的一群人，就是那些信靠神的人，以神的话语为他们信心根基的人。
But in the Bible, we can see for in the big tribulation, the big trial, and on earth, and the true group of people has the true peace, and are those who trust God and trust Jesus and have the true peace in their heart.
所以使徒保罗就说，在各样的环境当中，他都得了力量。
And so Paul said, he has the secret to have strength in all kinds of circumstances.
我相信使徒保罗在地上的一生所经历的患难，超过我们许许多多的人。
And I certainly believe that what Paul goes through in his life, all the trials, the tribulation, suffering, I think definitely is more than any one of us.
但是他在凡事上都得了力量。
But he said he has the secret of getting strength of in all the circumstances.
他甚至在各样的环境当中，他心中都有喜乐。
And even in all kinds of circumstances, he has a joy in his heart.
所以像这样的耶稣基督的门徒，成为改变世界的人，而不是随潮流而失落的人。
So this type of a disciple of Jesus Christ, it become a person actually change the world. It's not those people like follow along with the current of the world.
好，我们刚才说了这么多，其实就是让我们弟兄姊妹永远的这个将信心建立在神的话语当中，而不是被这个世界的新闻啊、媒体啊发生的事情啊所带着东奔西跑。
So what we just said, the focus is just one, our brothers and sisters can be focused on the word of God and always focused on the word of God rather be driven by all kind of news, media, and all kind of current event.
好，我们一起来读我们的圣经的经文。我们今天一起可以看到约翰福音一章三十五到四十二节。
So let's read together today's scripture, and it's the book of John chapter 1 verse 35 to 42.
好，我们大家可以看到眼前的大屏幕，我们可以一起来读约翰福音一章三十五节到四十二节。
We can look at the screen and read together.
约翰福音一章三十五节起。次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比， 在哪里住。耶稣说你们来看，他们就去看他在哪里住，那一天便与他同住。那时约有深阵了，听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。感谢神，我们圣经的话语先读到这里，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
My heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你把你的话语，把你的心意借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, you gave us your word. Let us understand your word through the Bible.
让我们可以借着圣经来认识圣经中所启示出来的我们的救主。耶稣基督。
So through Bible we can know that Jesus Christ revealed by the Bible.
认识主耶稣基督就是真正认识那独一的真神上帝。
And know Jesus Christ is that know the true one God.
愿圣灵带领我们，让我们能够思想能够明白圣经的话语。
May the Holy Spirit help us so we understand.
也圣灵加添我们的力量，让我们能够按着神的话语，按着神的心意去行。
May the Holy Spirit also give us the strength so we have the ability to do it according to the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 这是主耶稣基督第一次呼召门徒。
And this is the first time Jesus called his disciples.
主耶稣有好几次呼召门徒。我们刚才所读到这一段经文是主耶稣第一次呼召，当时有两个人就跟从耶稣。
And Jesus has several times called his disciples. So the passage we just read is that the first time Jesus called his disciples.
那么这两个门徒呢，以前是施洗约翰的门徒。
And they called the two disciples. And these two disciples.Prior to that event, they are the disciple of John the Baptist.
当他们看见主耶稣基督之后，他们就离开他们原本的这个他们所跟从的人，他们就跟从了耶稣。
And when they saw Jesus, and so left their John actually, and they followed Jesus.
那么施洗约翰对这样的事情没有丝毫介意的地方。
And John the Baptist actually is.He doesn't show any concern about that.
事实上，施洗约翰他自己也说，就是主耶稣，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And John the Baptist actually later on he actually said he will be rise and I'll be down.
事实上，施洗约翰更是带领人，呼唤人来跟从这一位真正的救主，上帝的儿子，神的羔羊。
Actually, John the Baptist actually his.One of the mission basically is called people to follow this Savior and the Lamb of God.
施洗约翰从来没有邀请人来跟从他自己。
And John the Baptist never called people to follow himself.
施洗约翰说，我算不得什么，我只是拿水施洗，是那一位是拿圣灵施洗。
And he said basically, I'm nothing. I just baptize you with water, but the other one, the one, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣基督的门徒也是这样，使徒保罗就说，我们这些门徒算不得什么，是真正能够让人的生命生长的耶稣，那才是真正我们要去信靠的。
So Jesus' disciples also do the same way, and they always like Paul, or they all say, we are not nothing, but only that let your faith to grow, give you the faith is Jesus Christ.
所以这里让我们看到我们信靠跟从耶稣的人，或者说我们很多就是带领人来信靠耶稣，认识神，读神的话语这样的人。
So here let us see one thing. So for those of us we said we lead people to Christ or lead people to study the word of God.
我们并不是要人来跟从我们，或者我并不是说让人把荣耀归给我们。
And we are not asking people to follow us or ask people to give the glory to us.
事实上，我们希望人们忘记我们，忘记我们。人们只记得一位，就是主耶稣基督。
What we really want to do is we want people to forget about us, but to know that only one, that Jesus Christ.
那么那两个离开失去约翰的门徒，跟从耶稣的，其中有一个门徒叫安德烈。
And among those two people, and one of them left John the Baptist and followed Jesus. One of them is called Andrew.
那么他的哥哥以后名气就比他大多了。他的哥哥是彼得。
And of course, his brother it's much much famous than him later on than Peter.
那么这里没有记载，那第二个门徒是谁？
But here, if you notice, the people did, there's no recording of what's the other disciples that immediately followed Jesus.
那么很多学者就说，那第二个没有写名字的门徒就是约翰，就是使徒约翰。
And a lot of scholars speculate that the second disciples that didn't mention here is the apostle John.
因为我们知道，就是写下约翰福音的使徒约翰，在约翰福音里从来不提他自己的名字。
And we know that the Apostle John actually write the Book of John that he never mentioned his name in the Book of John.
因为他隐藏自己谦卑的缘故，他只希望人能够记得耶稣。
And because he hide himself, humble himself, he wanted people only know Jesus Christ.
那么耶稣问这两个门徒，你们想要什么？
And Jesus asked these two disciples, what do you seek?
那么很显然，就是人们来到耶稣面前，总是想要点什么。
And it's obviously when people come to Jesus, they seek something, they want something.
我记得我，刚刚就是要信主的时候，我刚刚要去到教会，我对福音有兴趣的时候。
And I remember the moment when I first came to the church, I started to have interest in for the gospels.
之后我发现很多的时候，我原来想从耶稣这里想要的东西，其实不是耶稣想真正给我的东西。
And later on, when we confess my sin, repent, accept Jesus Christ, then come to realize that originally a lot of things I'm trying to seek from Jesus is not what Jesus wants to give to me.
And 后来我发现，真正在耶稣这里得到的东西，那是好的无比。那我比我以前的那些想要的东西，那是完全是没有办法相提并论。
But I also come to realize later on when I truly got from Jesus Christ, the things I want.Get from Jesus Christ is in no comparison to the things I've tried to get before.
那么耶稣看见这两个门徒来跟从他，然后耶稣就转过身，就你们想要什么？就是很奇怪的是，这两个门徒没有说他们想要什么。
And so when Jesus saw these two disciples follow him, he's asking, "What are you seeking?" And very strangely, that they didn't say.
这两个门徒就问耶稣，就说拉比呀。先生啊，你住哪里？你哪里住
？And they just ask Jesus, said Rabbi or teacher, that said, where do you live?
对，很显然就是这两个门徒说，哎呀，我们想要什么不重要，我们真正想要的就是，哎，我们想跟你在一起，我们想多认识你。
And so obviously that to these two disciples, what they're seeking is not that important. What they try to say is, what we really want is we want to be with you.And want to know you.
我们知道，当这两个门徒离开失去约翰，跟从耶稣的时候，这不是一个轻易的决定。
And we have to kind of understand that actually it's not a trivial decision for these two disciples to leave the John the Baptist to follow Jesus.
因为当时失去约翰是耶路撒冷全城的人都到他这里来受洗，非常受到尊重的一位。
Because remember, at that time, the whole Jerusalem people come to John the Baptist to be baptized, and he is a very respectable figure at that time.
然后使徒约翰非常明显，他有圣灵与他同在，他有从神来的这种灵能力和从神来的带领。
And obviously that people can see that John the Baptist has the Spirit with him, and he has the power from God to do the things he's doing.
但这两个门徒居然离开他们的老他们所跟从的司徒约翰，他们来跟从一个刚刚见面的耶稣，甚至一句话都没有说过，就要跟从耶稣。
So this disciple actually left very famous John the Baptist and come to follow Jesus.And that just came, they just saw, or they even didn't talk.
那所以很自然，耶稣就问他：“那到底是什么强烈的愿望，什么强烈的动机驱动你们两个要来跟从耶稣呢？离开司徒约翰呢？你们到底想要什么呢？或者是什么动机驱动着你们呢？”
So obviously, Jesus asks this question: What is the strong motivation or something drive you guys to leave the John the Baptist to follow me?
其实我们从上下文的经文我们可以看到多多少少能够明白这两个门徒为什么要来跟从耶稣。
So, but we can like figure out a little bit in terms of why these two disciples want to follow Jesus. If we look at the context, that what happened before.
因为当这两个门徒跟从司徒约翰的时候，司徒约翰看到耶稣，司徒约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。在约翰福音一章二十九节。
Because before that, we know that when John saw Jesus Christ, and John claimed that said, "Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world."
那么第二天，那个约翰又看见了耶稣，他又说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。
”And then the second day, John the Baptist saw Jesus again, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
那么这一次，这两个门徒就决定离开司徒约翰跟从耶稣了。
And then right after these two disciples decide they're going to leave the John the Baptist and follow Jesus.
这很显然，这两个门徒说：“哎呀，我们再不要再等下一次机会了，我们赶紧抓住这一次机会，又看见耶稣了，神的羔羊，那我们赶紧就要跟从他。”
So obviously, these two disciples probably is thinking that we don't want to lose another opportunity. Again.We hear is the Lamb of God, so let's follow him.
所以这两个门徒看到的耶稣是一个什么样的人呢？
So when these two disciples saw what Jesus said, who Jesus is?
显然他们看见的耶稣不是一个大财主的样子。
Of course, when they saw Jesus, of course, he's not a rich man.
不是啊，全身那个华丽的服装，周围一大群仆从随从，耶稣一定不是这个样子。
It's not what they saw. Jesus is wear a very very luxury garments, and there's a bunch of servant around him. Jesus is not like that.
简单的说，他们看见的耶稣不是一个有钱人。
Of course, Jesus, what they saw is not Jesus is a rich person.
今天很多有钱人。这个一出现的时候，人们会说：“哎呀，好有气场啊，气场好强大呀。”
And today there's when the rich people comes and the people say, "Well, he has a very attractive."
就是很多有钱人一出场，巴不得所有人都看到我是一个有钱的。
And a lot of rich people come, they hope that everyone can sense their presence.
显然，这两个门徒在耶稣身上看不到这些。
Of course.These two disciples definitely not see this in Jesus Christ.
他们看到的也不是一个哇，一个威武的元帅，威武的将军，他们也没有看到这些。
What they saw is also it's not a rich man. Probably is also Jesus does not look like a very like a general or military army powerful general.
当然也不像看上去也不像那些高高在上的那些文士啊，那些法利赛人。
Of course,
社会地位非常高那种人。
Jesus is not like the people like sit in high place, those high priests or scribes.
所以显然，他们来到这个耶稣这里，他们要什么？显然不会是要金钱地位这些，因为耶稣一看上去也不像一个有金钱地位的人。
Of course, so when they come to Jesus, what they seek is not like money or power or status, because Jesus doesn't look like a person with that.
我有一次经历就是很有意思哈，就是，有一次我在街上走的时候，然后，街上正好旁边有一个乞讨的人。
And one time I have a very interesting experience, and I was walk on the street, and then there was a bag, sit on the street.
我远远看到，我当时就想，哎呀，我要找一点钱出来啊，找点礼金出来这样。
And when I walked towards him, I was kind of trying to see if I had some kind of changes I can prepare to give.
那在我前面走的一位先生呢，那一看就是名牌西服啊，这个戴的表啊，这个拎的包啊，一看就是很非常体面的人，或者非常一看就是有钱人嘛。
And I have a gentleman that work in front of me, and if you look at his wearing and the things he carry, obviously he's kind of a rich person.
啊，然后那个乞丐就一看这位先生来，哇，就是喊呐、啊，然后就做一些很夸张的动作啊，哎呀。
So the beggar saw this gentleman pass by, and this beggar just ask and do some kind of things, try to attract his attention.
啊，当然那位先生理都不再理他，就走了。
Of course, this gentleman didn't kind of pay attention to that bag, and he just passed by.
啊，然后我就过去了。
And then I followed.
啊，那那个乞丐看我一眼，不说话。
And then the bag actually looked at me, and he didn't say anything.
哎，怎么不要了呢
？And I was just thinking, why he didn't beg for money from me?
为什么
？Do you know why?
你看样子还没我钱多。
And We probably don't think I don't have money.
耶稣像哪一个呢
？And what Jesus looks like?
耶稣不是一个有钱人。
Jesus, of course, is not a rich man.
所以这两个门徒看到耶稣，他不可能是想要金钱地位，不是为这个原因驱动他们。
So this disciple tried to follow him. Definitely, is not something that want to seek money or power to as a drive for that.
什么驱动他们？
What is the motivation?
因为他们听见，他们记住施洗约翰讲的那句话：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
Because they hear and they remember the what John the Baptist said: "Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world."
所以他们要跟从这个神的羔羊。
And that's why they want to follow this Lamb of God.
所以我们就可以完全可以理解他们到底想从耶稣这里得到什么呢
？So from here we can like understand what they seek from Jesus.
他们想自己的罪孽被除掉。
And they want their sin be taken away.
因为这是神的羔羊，他可以除去世人罪孽，我也是罪人。
And because the sin of God, the Lamb of God, and takes away the sin of the world, I am a sinner.
我在罪中很痛苦，很绝望。我巴不得有一天，我身上的罪孽可以被除掉。
I was so much suffering and agony and despair in living in sin, and I was looking for one day my sin can be taken away.
我的老师说，哎，这一位。神的羔羊，他可以除去世人罪孽。
And my teacher, my master said, "Hey, this is the Lamb of God. He can take away the sin of the world."
然后第二次，我的老师看到这一位，又说这是神的羔羊。
And the second time, my teacher also said again, said, "Look, this is the son of Lamb of God."
所以我赶紧要去跟从他，我赶紧要去认识他。
So immediately hurry, I want to know him. I want to follow him.
赶紧要去得着这一位神的羔羊。
And I want to have this Lamb of God.
为什么呢
？Why?
很显然。
Obviously.
我希望我的罪可以被除去。
And I want my sin taken away.
我不想再做一个罪人了。
I do not want to be a sinner again.
我更是不想，当我离开这个世界的时候，面对上帝是面对上帝对罪人的审判。
And even more, I don't want the day I left this world, when I face God, is to face the judgment of God towards a sinner.
所以这才是这两个门徒他真正不顾一切的，他要赶紧要来跟从耶稣，抓住耶稣。
And this is what these two disciples want to follow Jesus, the motivation.
他不是被耶稣穿的名牌衣服吸引了。
And they're not attracted by Jesus because he wears those very good garments.
他也不是看到耶稣哇行了什么了不起的神迹啊来跟从来吸引。
And it's also not because of Jesus performed a lot of miracles, very significant miracle, and they follow Jesus.
就是一句话。
Just one sentence.
这是神的羔羊，可以洗去除去世人罪孽。
This is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
我要我的罪孽被神所除去。
And I want my sin be taken away by God.
我不能再错过这个机会，我要抓住这个机会。
So I cannot miss this opportunity. I want to grab this opportunity.
然后当耶稣回头说，你们要什么呢？
And then when Jesus turned back, turned to them, said, what are you seeking?
然后这两位其实说，我就要你。
And they basically said, I want you to be with you.
我为什么要你呢？
Why do I want you to be with you?
因为你可以洗净我的罪。
Because you can take away my sin.
所以当我就是刚刚就是来信靠主耶稣基督的时候。
So when I first come to trust in Jesus Christ.
其实那个时候就是从很多方面来看，我那个时候其实是一个无忧无虑的小男孩。
I can say at that time, I kind of a young man, actually don't have too much of a worries or concerns.
就是年轻人啦。年轻人，因为又在读大学，啊，然后呢，就是父母也给我很好的这个支持，就是一切都看上去很顺利。
And I'm a young man in the college, and the parents give me a lot of good support, and everything is kind of smooth, nothing to be worried.
这到底想要什么呢
？But what I really seek?
好像什么也不缺啊。
From life seems nothing lack.
其实我就在想，就是我不想一直像我当时那个样子，过着一种没有意义、没有目标、没有价值的生活。
At that time, actually, my heart, I just want to get rid of that life that I'm living, the life of live there without value, without purpose, and this type of life.
后来我认识耶稣之后呢，明白原来那个时候的生活，那个时候的人生，为什么那么不喜欢呢？因为那个时候我是活在罪中的，我当然不喜欢。
And later on, when I come to know Jesus Christ, then I understand why do I enjoy, do not enjoy the life there at that time I live, is because I understand, because at that time my life I'm living in sin, of course I don't enjoy.
后来就说，我想真的有一个。圣洁的生活。
And I kind of thinking I really want to have a holy life.
然后这一位主耶稣，他在地上是一个完全的。
And then this Jesus, he is a perfect man, live on earth.
我跟从他。
And I follow him.
然后可以有一个不一样的人生。
So I can have a different life.
不是说我缺什么，物质上的东西。
It's not saying at that time I lack something in material.
后来明白，其实我是希望耶稣把我从罪中拯救出来。
And then later, I understand that at that time, what I'm seeking is seeking Jesus to save me from the sin.
我们今天来跟从耶稣。
So today we follow Jesus.
我们要从耶稣这里得到什么
？What do we seek from him?
很多时候我以前跟一些年轻人传福音的时候，很多人对福音也感兴趣。
And I remember when I preached the gospel to a lot of people, and a lot of young men actually have an interest in the gospels.
但他们就想，哎呀，就是我想成为一个更优秀的人，或者是更所谓更好、更高尚的人。
And some of them just think I want to become a more better person or more noble with no more noble characters.
所以我需要有一个信仰。
So I need a.Faith or religion.
还有一些人他有很高远的志向。
And some may have a very ambitious goal.
他看到，哎呀，我们这个民族，我们这个国家为什么现在有这么多的问题？因为都没有信仰，然后基督徒太少了。
And someone has a very ambitious goal. They think about the future, the people and the nation. Why we have so many problems? Because there's not enough Christian and there's a That's the problem.
所以我要成为基督徒。
So I want to become a Christian.
我或许可以给我的国家、给我的民族将来能够有一点贡献。
So I may contribute to my country and to contribute to my people.
真的有这样有志向的年轻人。
And I do run into those type of ambitious young people.
其实当时有一些人跟从耶稣也是怀着这样的理想。
But actually, at that time, who followed Jesus, that the time people followed Jesus, they also have this type of go。
所以我们只要跟从耶稣，信靠耶稣，我们就可以复兴以色列的国呀。
And if we follow Jesus and we trust Jesus, he will revive the nation of Israel.
那我的民族、我的文化、我的国家就可以复兴呐，就可以强盛呐。
And my nation, my people, my culture can be rise again.
这个看上去好像这个目标高尚一点啊。
And it looks like a very, very good, honorable goal.
不仅仅是关乎我自己啊。
It's not only for myself.
但事实上这些在耶稣那里都没有意义。
But those goals actually has no meaning in Jesus Christ.
跟从耶稣其实就是一件事情。
Follow Jesus actually is only deal with one thing.
我是罪人。
And I'm a sinner.
需要耶稣来拯救。
I need Jesus to save me.
我需要耶稣把我从罪当中拯救出来。
I need Jesus to deliver me from the sin.
不是说我可以变成所谓的一个更好的人。
It's not saying that I can become more noble person.
更也不是说什么国家、民族啊这些东西。
Of course, it's all not even for that. I can make a big contribution for the nation, race, culture, whatever.
就是一件，我是罪人。
It's very simple. I'm a sinner.
我活在罪中。
I'm living in sin.
我是罪和死亡的奴隶。
And I'm a slave of sin and death.
痛苦窒息。
And I was suffocated by the suffering of sin.
我一直盼望有一位可以把我拯救。
And I was seeking the one who can save me from that.
今天这一位来了。
And this guy is coming now.
神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽。
Take away the sin of the world.
那我还犹豫什么呢
？So what I'm hesitating for?
赶紧跟踪他。
Follow him right away.
那一天晚上，这两个门徒就在跟耶稣住了一晚。
And that night, that these two disciples actually lived with Jesus.
那么圣经没有说那一晚他们经历了什么，看到了什么，听到了什么。
And the Bible did not describe what they experienced at that night, what they saw or what they see, what they hear.
就我相信很多人跟我一样，对那天晚上到底发生了什么充满了好奇。
So I guess there's a lot of people like me that we were very curious about what happened that night.
因为我们看见这两个门徒第二天的反应，第二天他们欢喜雀跃，那个安德烈就高高兴兴赶紧去找到他的哥哥彼得，让彼得来跟从这个耶稣。
Because we don't see what happened at the night, but we know that their response the second morning, second day, that Andrew actually is kind of joyful and immediately go try to find his brother, Peter.
So, 他们第二天晚上就像一个，用我们今天的话说，就像一个中了大奖的人一样，是不是？
And so, look at the second day's response.And it just feels like in the night before, in today's world, they kind of win the lottery or something.
欢呼雀跃，要把这个欢乐跟所有人分享，巴不得，然后赶紧拉人来看，这就是我得到的，这就是我认识的这一位。
And they're so joyful, they kind of want to, can't wait to ask all the people they come to see the one I'm finding.
那天晚上他们到底看到了什么，经历了什么，或者耶稣给他们讲了一些什么特别的话。
And so what they see at that night and they experience that night, or Jesus say something special to them?
圣经没有记载。
The Bible didn't record.
但是我们自然可以看到他们没有看到什么，没有经历。
But I think we definitely can speculate something they do not see or do not experience.
他们一定没有见到耶稣住在一个豪华的宫殿里面。
They must not see that Jesus will live in a very luxury palace.
他们说一看，哎呀，哦，耶稣，原来你在人前是这个样子。哎呦，实际你住在这里。
And it's not like, oh, Jesus in front of people you like this, but at night you live in such a gorgeous palace.
哦，你就是一个化妆的王子啊！你住在豪华的宫殿里，我们真的跟对人了。
And you just a prince, you know? We follow the right person. You're a prince.
他们一定没有看到这些，对不对
？So definitely didn't see that.
他们也当然也没有看到哇，耶稣有很多的仆从啊，服侍他呀，啊，他就像国王一样啊，享受啊，那当然也没有看到。
And of course, they didn't see that at night. That night, Jesus like enjoy like a king. Is thousands of servants is actually serving him.
其实我们想象一下，今天如果有人看到耶稣是这个样子，他可能真的会跟从耶稣，是不是
？And let's imagine if today people see Jesus like this, they will follow Jesus.
我以前有一个很好的朋友，啊，他其实我们在一起服侍神哈，他信主很多年，我们在一起服侍神很多年。有一次，我的好朋友去到一个教会，第一次去。
And I have a good friend, and we still got together for many years. And one time he went to a church, and the first time he go to church.
然后这个教会的朋友非常热心呐，就是哎呀欢迎他呀，如何如何。
And the church in that church, the people is kind of very, very passionate, very welcoming and welcoming.
甚至聚完会，就是他们教会有一位朋友还开着车带着我的这个朋友去看他们这个教会长老啊、执事住的地方。
And also after the church service, actually one of the church member actually is very, very kind, take that my friend.To the neighborhood of where their elders and deacons lives.
哇，好豪华，好好的小区。
And it's a very good neighborhood.
哇，真是很好的房子耶，不便宜不便宜的。
Lot of a great house.
然后他说，你看，这是我们的长老啊，某某长老啊，某某执事。
And he point out to the look, this big house is our elders.Elder so and so live, and this is our deacon so and so live.
来我们教会吧。
And so come to our church.
有一天你也可以住在这样的房子的。
And one day you can live in that type of house.
上帝祝福你。
And God bless you.
后来那个姊妹后来回来跟我们讲这件事情啊。
And then my friend, a sister actually, and she talked to us about this.
然后她当时觉得有点可笑啊。
And she saw it kind of laughable.
但是后来她越想这个事情，她后来感到有点害怕。
And but when she thought this a little more, she kind of be a little afraid.
因为她想到这个话好熟悉啊，有人对耶稣讲过。
And she thought, well, this seems kind of very familiar because somebody actually speak to Jesus before that way.
哪一位对耶稣讲过好像很像的话，类似的话？
Similar things that someone says speak to Jesus in the same word, say similar fashion.
魔鬼
Yeah, it's the devil.
魔鬼把世上的荣华都给耶稣看。
Remember when Jesus was tempted by the devil, and the devil actually showed the whole glory of the earth to Jesus.
拜我吧，魔鬼说。
And devil said, worship me.
这些全是你的。
All those are yours.
你可以拥有这一切世上的荣华。
You can own all those glories of the earth.
那天晚上，这两个门徒带耶稣住了一晚，他们有没有看到这些世上的荣华呢
？And that night, when these two disciples lived with Jesus, would they see all the glories of the earth?
那么肯定是没有看到。
Obviously, they did not see.
如果他们是因为这个原因跟从耶稣，那就糟糕了。
If because of this reason they follow Jesus, then that's a problem.
如果当时耶稣因为世上的荣华向魔鬼下拜，那我们今天这些信靠耶稣的人就糟糕了，对不对
？If that time when because of all the glory of the earth that Jesus worshipped the devil, then today all of us will be in terrible shape.
当然，感谢神，耶稣基督说的斥责魔鬼。
Of course.Thank God that Jesus actually rebuked the devil.
我有一次也带一个朋友到我家里去。
And one time I bring a friend to my house.
事实上没有邀请他，那主动提出来，你要到你家看看。
And of course I didn't invite him, and he want to come to see my house.
有点像这两个门徒，哎，我住哪儿？我去看看。
And just like these two disciples, say, where you live, I want to take a look.
然后我就开车就开到我们家住的那个地方。
So I just take them to where I live.
后来那个朋友坐车进去，好像一副欲言又止的样子。
And so this friend come in my house is like want to talk something, but they didn't talk.
啊，最后还是说了，哎呀，你这个地方不像有钱人住的嘞。
And finally, still said, "Say your house doesn't look like a rich person to live."
哎，我说，哎，是，不是有钱人住的。
And I said, "Yeah, that's right. I'm not a rich person."
但是很感谢神，我觉得我住那个地方非常好啊，很舒服啊，也没有 HOA 啊，我很喜欢这一点。
But I thank God. Actually, I think the place I live is very comfortable place to live.
我们看见圣经中记载有一次示巴女王来看所罗门，是不是？
And if you remember in the Bible, Old Testament, they record the king of Sheba, queen of Sheba, actually come to see Solomon.
然后他在所罗门住的地方，他看到了什么？
And when he come to the Solomon, and what she saw?
哇，感觉豪华的宫殿，然后这种那个仆从，那么多的仆从，然后那个吃的享用的，那简直无法用语言形容，太好了，一切都是这么好。
And the king of Sheba actually would see a very gorgeous palace and a lot of countless of servants, and it's just kind of out of description. It's just so excellent.
我们要知道哈，她是一个女王啊。他拥有的财富也是极其的多，他甚至带给所罗门王的礼物都是非常非常的贵重的，极贵重的礼物。他是一个有见识的人的，不是没见过钱的人，对不对？
So remember, Queen of Sheba actually herself is a very rich person. She was a queen, and she saw things before, and she even the gift that she brought to Solomon is like those.Goals. So basically, she is a person who sees money before.
但是她看见所罗门的荣华，她感到震惊。圣经说，惊到神不守舍呀。
And so, but even that, when she saw what Solomon has, and the Bible describes, she just basically awed.
哇，可以有荣耀、有财富、有权力、有智慧到这个程度啊
！And she just couldn't imagine a person on this earth can have this power, this wealth, and this wisdom into that type of degree.
然后他说：“你的神呐、啊，真的是值得敬拜的神呐、啊！”就说了嘛，你的神呐、啊，真的是值得敬拜。
And then Queen of Sheba basically said to Solomon, your God is really a true God worthy of worship.
那两个门徒那天晚上在耶稣那里看到的跟示巴女王看到的一定是不一样。
But these two disciples saw at that night with Jesus is definitely different from what the Queen of Sheba saw in the Solomon's place.
但是很奇妙的是那两个门徒那时候跟从耶稣之后，他们就一直跟从到底。
But marvelously, that these two disciples, when they decide to follow Jesus, and they followed, and they followed to the end of life.
甚至为主殉道。
And they actually died for the sake of his dear Lord.
像约翰最后为了主一直关在这个海岛的监狱里，一直到死。
And John was put in the island.The prison in the island till his death.
他们从耶稣那里得到了什么呢？
What they gained from Jesus?
好像收获了苦难。
And looks like they harvested the suffering.
但他们心里知道他们得到了。
But of course they know what they gained.
他得到了罪的赦免。
And they got their sin be forgiven.
他们得到了主耶稣基督。
And they gain Jesus Christ Himself.
他们跟主耶稣在一起的每一分每一秒，就是他们人生中最甜蜜的日子。
And every moment, every second, when they were with Jesus, is the most beautiful time of their life.
当耶稣从死里复活升天之后，神的灵在他们心里，他们与神同在。
And when Jesus risen from death and ascended to heaven, and the Spirit come down, and the Spirit of God was with them.
他们来到上帝面前，不再是恐惧战惊的罪人了。
And when they come to the presence of God, they are not a sinner with all fears.
他们来到上帝面前，他说：“我们已经被耶稣的血所洁净了。上帝是我的阿爸父。”
When they come to the presence of God, they said, "My sin was cleansed by Jesus Christ, and God, you are my Abba Father."
耶稣当年让那两个门徒来看他，你们来看，来看。
And Jesus at that time invited his two disciples to come to his the place he lived, say, take a look.
耶稣从死里复活之后，也对一个门徒说：“哎，你来看呐、啊，你来看。”
And when Jesus died and raised from death, he also invited one disciple to come to look.
那这个门徒是谁呢
？And who is this disciple?
就是那个多马。
And this is the Thomas.
多马，当耶稣从死里复活，别的门徒都相信，就是多马不信。
And Thomas is the disciple actually when Jesus raised from dead, other disciple believed, and only Thomas is in doubt.
结果复活的耶稣就向门徒显现，但是多马也在其中。
And then the resurrected Jesus actually appeared to the disciples, and at that time is Thomas is there.
然后耶稣对多马其实也说类似的话，哎，你来看一下，来问一下。
And actually, Jesus said to similar words to Thomas, he said, hey, come, look, and touch.
看什么摸什么。
And what to look, what to touch.
是不是耶稣说，你看，我告诉你，我要从死里复活，然后我要做君王，来看我这个君王的袍子。
And Jesus said, hey, did I told you I will raise from dead and I'll become a king? Look at my king's clothing.
啊，那些粗陋的那些袍子，你看现在都没有了，你看我现在是君王了，我穿着君王的袍子。
And look, all those very rugged clothing I wear, used to wear, is no longer there. I'm king. I'm wears the king's clothing.
我没有骗你们吧
？I didn't can cheat you guys, right?
你看，我会从死里复活，我再降临就是王了。我没有骗你们吧
？And when I will raise from death, when I come down again, I'll be king. I didn't deceive you guys, right?
耶稣是不是让多马去？看这些是不是给多马讲这样的话
Jesus invited Thomas to look at this.
完全不是对不对
Of course it's not.
耶稣让多马来看他手上的钉痕他肋旁的枪伤
And Jesus invited Thomas to look at the nail on his hand and his wound on his side.
耶稣说耶稣一句话都没有说，对不对？就是你来摸。
And Jesus didn't say anything more. He just said, "Come to touch."
就像那天晚上，耶稣给那两个门徒到底说了什么？圣经也没有记啊。
Just like that night, and what Jesus said to these two disciples, we don't know, and the Bible didn't record that.
但是当多马看见那个手上的枪伤，耶稣手上的枪伤，对方的钉痕，多马就说：“我的主，我的神。”
But when Thomas saw the nail. The sign of nail and the wound as a sign, Thomas basically worship God, worship Jesus said, "My God, my Lord."
这是圣经第一次有人，圣经记载第一次有人说耶稣，你是我的主，你是我的神。
And this is the first time in the Bible recorded a person that worship Jesus, call him, "You are my Lord and you are my."
就像我们今天一开始聚会唱的那个诗歌《古旧十架》
，And just like the hymn we sing, and the rugged cross,
那是一个羞辱的记号
，And is a sign of humiliation.
但今天那个成为一个爱的记号。
But today, that sign of humiliation become a sign of love.
我们看见那个爱，我们知道神的独生爱子为我这个罪人死在十字架上，他的血洗净我。
When we saw this sign, we come to realize that the Son of God and died for me, a sinner, on the cross, and his blood cleansing me.
我不需要看见什么耶稣住在豪华的宫殿里，耶稣穿着君王的袍子，不需要看到这些。
I don't need to see that Jesus was living in a gorgeous palace or wear a king's garment.
看见十字架，我就知道神爱我，爱我这个不堪不配的罪人。神把他的独生爱子牺牲在十字架上。
And when I saw the cross, I only need to look at the cross, and I know that God loved a worthless sinner, and He let His only Son die on the cross for me.
那天晚上，那两个门徒在耶稣那里看到什么
And what they see, these two disciples, they're not from Jesus.
他们看到，这真的是我的救主，这真的可以除去我的罪。
And I think they see that this is true, my Savior, and He can take away my sin.
如果他们看到一个跟他们一样软弱、一样活在罪中的人，他们一定不会得出这样的结论，对不对？
If they look at Jesus at night as the same person like themselves, subject to weakness and subject to sin, then they definitely will not come to this conclusion.
这个人真的是没有罪。
And they will see this is really a sinless person.
真的没有自私，没有软弱，没有诡诈在他心里。
It's not have the deceive and doesn't have the weakness and it's not have the hypocrisy in him.
这一位真的一定是像司洗约翰说的，从神那里来的，上帝无罪的羔羊，上帝的儿子才是这个样子。
And this is must the one like claimed by the John the Baptist that the Lamb of God is a sinless Lamb of God.
这就是我们要找的，这就是我们一直等候的。
And this is the one that we seek. This is the one we are waiting for.
这第二天。安德烈欢喜快乐把他哥哥叫来了。
So second day, Andrew is so excited and run to his brother and call his brother.
所以圣经中有好几处，就是人们见到耶稣之后，人们就去把人叫来，来到耶稣这里。
So in the Bible, there's a lot of recording talk about when people see Jesus, and then they call people to Jesus.
因为时间的关系，我们就。不再来一处每处来看这些圣经上的经文。
And for the time being, we're not looking at those passages.
但是我们也确实看到，有些只是想到耶稣这里来得好处的，他们得到他们想要的，他们就走了。他们不仅自己走，他们更不会带人来。
And but also on the contrary, we also see some people want to come to Jesus to get some benefit, and they get.What they want, and they left, and they not even mention talk about bringing people to God, to Jesus.
我不再需要耶稣了
Because I don't need Jesus.
病好了
My illness was healed.
工作找到了
My job is, I find my job.
大学考上了
I passed the college exam test.
妻子找到了，丈夫找到了
I got my wife, I got my husband.
房子买到了
I got my house.
我还要耶稣干什么
So I don't need Jesus anymore.
但是那些真正看自己是罪人，看自己需要拯救的
But for those who truly see himself as a sinner and need to be saved,
当他们见到耶稣
When they see Jesus,
他们不仅说我再不要走了，我再不要到外面流浪了。
They are not only said, I no longer want to leave Jesus and wandering around.
我还要巴不得把我所爱的人，把所有的人都带到耶稣这里。
They also want to say, I want to bring all the people that I loved and all the people to Jesus.
我们要特别注意啊，不是把耶稣带到人那里去。
Let's pay a little attention here. It's not bring Jesus to people, but...
安德烈不是对耶稣说：“哎呀，你要来看看我的哥哥。哎呀，我的哥哥很了不起，你来看看我的哥哥。”
Andrew is not to Jesus said, "Hey, Jesus, come to see my brother. He is a very good."
不是，安德烈是把他哥哥带到耶稣这里来。
It's not. Andrew actually bring his brother to Jesus.
我们今天很多的时候，我们想的就是把耶稣带给你，你很好，你很 special。哇，你看。我把耶稣送到你这里来。
And today, a lot of times we bring Jesus to somebody. You're very good, you're very special, and I gave you Jesus as an addition.
你是这么重要。哎呀，你要好上加好。我告诉你啊，你信耶稣，耶稣祝福你，你想要什么耶稣都给你。
And you're so good, and Jesus can make you better. You believe in Jesus, and he will bless you and give you what you want.
我们就像一个推销员，拼命的要把这个商品要塞给别人，就说好啊，这个东西好啊，你值得拥有啊。
We like a salesperson, and we kind of like sell Jesus as a merchant to people that you need, you deserve to have that. Andrew is not like this. And Andrew basically come to his brother and say, hey, brother, come. Let's go to Messiah. And he can save you. And if you stay there, stay in your original place, you'll die there. And go to the Savior. Thank God that God gave his only begotten Son.
So
those of us who was in the sin and the death without hope,
让我们可以靠着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就不再是罪人。
So by trust Jesus Christ and his salvation on the cross, then we no longer be a sinner.
我们的罪就得洁净。
And our sin be cleansed.
我们就不再活在罪中。
We no longer live in sin.
我们甚至就成为神的儿女。
We become the children of God.
还有什么比这个更好？
What else is better than that?
还有什么会拦阻我们去追求这些，去想要得到这些？
What else could stop us to pursue such a salvation?
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子。主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
And thank you, you gave your only begotten Son Jesus Christ come to this world.
上帝的独生爱子，无罪的羔羊，代替我们担负世人的罪，在十字架上接受罪的刑罚，牺牲他自己。
God's only Son and sinless Lamb of God, and died on the cross and offer Himself and take our place.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Was dead, buried, the third day raised from the dead.
感谢神给我们有这宝贵的信心，让我们紧紧因着信靠主耶稣基督，我们就罪得赦免。
Thank God that gave us this precious faith just by trust in Jesus Christ, our sin be forgiven.
我们就被主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净。
Will be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们从此就脱离罪和死亡的捆绑。
And we will completely break from the sin of death.
我们来到上帝面前，不再是恐惧、战惊、害怕地狱的火。
We no longer come to the presence of God with fear and fear the fire of the hell.
我们来到上帝面前，是满心欢喜，呼喊上帝是我们的阿爸父。
We come to the presence of God with great joy and call of God, our Abba Father.
上帝的灵，圣灵还来到我们每一个信靠主耶稣的人的心里。
And the Holy Spirit come to each one of us who trust in Jesus Christ.
让我们行在光中，不再落到黑暗当中。
So He enable us to walk in the light, not fall into the darkness.
我们信心软弱的时候，神让我们的信心，圣灵让我们的信心可以坚固在神的话语上面。
And when our faith is weak, God will strengthen us, our faith in the Word of God.
当我们缺乏力量的时候，神赐给我们心里的平安，从神来的喜乐成为我们的力量。
And when we lack of strength, God gives us the inner peace and the joy, and the joy from God becomes our strength.
愿圣灵当年怎样吸引安德烈和约翰来跟从主耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit how that lead John and Andrew come to Jesus Christ.
愿圣灵在我们每一个人心中也做同样的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the same work in each one of us.
让我们都得着那生命中的至宝。
So we all get the most precious gift in our life.
就是主耶稣基督做我们人生的救主，做我们人生的主。
That is Jesus Christ to become the Savior of our life and become the Lord of our life.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank Bong Tao 弟兄的信息。We thank Brother Barnabas' message today. 我们每一个基督徒跟随耶稣是因为在他那里有永生，他可以给我们丰盛的生命。 We believe and follow Jesus is because he has eternal life and he will grant us the abundant life. And through him we can connect to God who owns the universe. 通过主耶稣基督，我们跟万有的主连接上，就好像在我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌《不救十架》里面所说的，因救主在十架为我罪被钉死，我罪恶全赦免得称义。 Through the old rocky cross, he said, For twice on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. 来唱这首《不救十架》来回应刚刚的信息。哥哥他十字架，虽有血迹斑斑，我看他能圣洁华美。因救主在十架，为我罪被钉死，我罪恶全赦免得称义。故我爱高举主十字架，便将世上虚荣全放下。我一生要背负十字架，到那天可换同一冠冕。接下来是报告的时间。那我们继续为到教会的聚会来放在我们的祷告里面。我们在七月份主日敬拜继续用联合崇拜的方式进行，然后而且暂时没有婴儿的看护。那我们也保持社交距离，然后戴口罩。那我们在聚会的时候，我们还是保持上限有为25人。那如果弟兄姐妹要来参加实体聚会，请跟福山弟兄联系。那我们在这个月我们还是继续提供 Zoom， 让弟兄姐妹没有办法来参加实体聚会的，可以在线上来参与我们的主日学还有主日的敬拜。那我们其他教会的聚会，包括周二晚上7点的祷告会，周三的姐妹会，然后周五晚上的成人还有青少年的查经，还是会继续有线上的聚会哦。那我们在上次有报告说，我们在周二的祷告会还有周五的那个查经，我们的实体聚会我们。当时是决定延后2周，那应该这一周同工会在开会，我们在讨论决定这个开始恢复的这个时间表。那请弟兄姐妹继续为到这个目前疫情的扩散的抑制，然后继续为教会的实体聚会来祷告。那有奉献的如果你没有办法来参加聚会，可以用邮寄支票的方式哦。那这个是我们上周奉献的一个报告。好， 如果没有其他报告事项，我们一起起立来宣读我们的信仰告白。好，一二三，请。我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。我们依然站立，请冯涛弟兄为我们做祝福的祷告。
我们用哥林多后书十三章十四节来祝祷。
We use Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14 for our benediction.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion with the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
我们默祷，请坐，默祷散会。